Welcome aboard, listeners. What is up, everyone? Yeah, Mark Allen, turn that down.
I know, you turned it on and I was like, oh no, I can't hear anything.
Sorry, I should have given you guys a warning. There is literally like no fade out to that video, and that's why I love it so much. That's why we're going to change it.
It was very
welcome, everybody. Thanks to Skyline Interviews tonight. I am so thankful that Kayla and Mark Allen are here. They run a YouTube channel. It is called Hemfully Ever After. I hope I'm not butchering that. I stumbled across their YouTube page. I was actually looking for a review on Trader Sam's because we were doing a lounges podcast one day, and I stumbled upon your Trader Sam's YouTube video, and I was like, wow, they're really cool. I need to watch one of their stuff.
What a great video to start off with.
I know.
Honestly. Yeah, it was great. I loved it. So yeah, I've just been watching you guys ever since. So thank you. It's an honor. I really do appreciate you guys. Do you have anything to say?
Love it. Hello, world. You're very excited to be here. No, I'm super pumped. I know we've been talking about doing this for a while, so I'm excited that it's actually happening.
Yeah, so Kayla's a travel agent, so fun fact. And that's what we're going to talk to you guys about later. We'll do a few show notes, and then we'll get there. But Kayla's a travel agent. I can't wait to pick her brain about some things, and Mark Allen is just here for support, kind of. But he's great, and he's doing a great job. You are hearing the most perfect audio because of him. And seeing them.
It's true.
Yeah. No. Show notes. I thought I exited out of my Google Doc here. Let me just. There we go. Yeah. So do you want to plug yourself, like all your YouTube channels and stuff like that real quick?
Sure. Yeah. So we are pretty much on all the things. I would say primarily we're on Instagram and YouTube the most. Everything is Hemfully Ever After is our handle for basically everything. And we do Disney World specific tips, tricks, hacks, all the things, planning. Like Ashley said, I am a travel planner, which we'll get into more later. But basically now we've kind of taken that step further of now I can actually like one-on-one help you plan your trip as well as give you all the cool free tips and tricks with our social media stuff.
Yep.
It is nice to share the knowledge that you have. For sure. Like, I'm glad I have you, Kayla, because like I booked our trip before I even like knew about you. But now whenever I have a problem, I'm like, Kayla, I should know how to do this, but like tell me what to do right now.
It's okay. Disney is overwhelming and it's literally changing every day. There are always things that I'm learning every single day.
It's a learning process for all of it, quite honestly.
Yes.
They do Universal too sometimes.
Yes. Hopefully more of that in the future.
Yeah. We've done Universal twice now.
Yeah.
The first time was May of last year, and it was an epic fail.
That was terrible.
it was a learning experience to say the least. Fun fact, we vlogged that trip, so if you want to go back and watch those videos, you can or not. But
they were hot mess, but the new ones are better.
I don't think I've watched the old ones. I watched the new ones though. Those are pretty good. Yeah, absolutely. We've got a bunch of people sitting in here. Steve, who said a pop culture pro, says hey. Tim, who I did a Star Wars episode with last week, says hi. Hey. And my two little brothers, AC and Andy, are watching. So, hey, guys. I told AC I'd give him a shout-out last week, and I forgot. Sorry about that, buddy. Here we are.
I got a big one today.
So. Yeah. Steve says he loves Universal Annual Pass. Steve does live down in Tampa, so he does frequent the parks.
Yes.
Those
are a good deal, too. They're a good price for what they are.
They are, yeah, for sure. Like, I wish Disney would be that cheap, but that's something for a different podcast, quite honestly.
Yep. Yeah.
My family's taking a trip in a little over 2 weeks. We're getting pretty excited about it. My toddlers are solely hyper fixated on getting slushies. That's literally all they want. So we have promised him, like, we have already, like, rearranged our whole trip. We were going to have an off day the first day because flights, you know, are crazy right now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have an off first day. And last week, my wife was like, I can't justify it. I can't justify having an off day. We got to go. Yeah. So I was like, all right, we'll rope drop Magic Kingdom. We'll hit Splash Mountain because they're obsessed with Splash Mountain. We'll hit Seven Dwarfs, and then we will get these slushies because that's all they care about.
Where are you getting slushies from? Where do they have slushies?
Anti-Gravities has one that has, like, alien eyes on it.
Yes. Okay, I do remember that.
Yeah, and I think, like, Cosmic Rays and maybe Village House serves them in those, like, fun cups that they have.
I feel like, isn't there, like, another place in Tomorrowland that does some weird...
It's the lunching pad.
I saw that on TikTok or something, like, once, and I was like, where is that? That seems so cool.
Yeah. And you know, I'll have to send you a picture. Like, my wife literally just, like, Googled them. I was like, here, that's what we're going to get. And I looked for them today on the menu, and I was like, hey, just to let you know, I didn't see those. So let's maybe not gas those up anymore. They'll get what they get. But fun fact, I saw it from a Molly video, which Kayla and I think Mark Allen love Molly from the Mammoth Club now too. So that is also something we have in common. I keep trying to convince them to join the Discord server for it, but it is a lot of chaos for sure.
I don't know.
I have it.
Oh, you do?
I downloaded it for Mammoth Club and I understand nothing. I don't get it.
I'm part of, like, 3 Disney servers on there.
That's how I know I'm old now, because I'm like, I understand nothing.
I honestly can't keep up with it ever. I'm just like, there's too much conversation here. I gotta take a break. I can't. I also wanted to bring up Mouse Dining has been a super big help for us. I feel like that's probably Kayla's secret weapon here.
It 100% is. I love Mouse Dining.
I'm giving away her secrets. But so our first day that we gave up, we had an Ohana reservation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I really hate to let this go. But for the sake of the dang slushies, we'll let it go. Go ahead, Mark Allen.
And the fact that it's free is just like, it's mind blowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's what, you get 3 alerts?
I think I've had like up to 5 or 6. Now, granted, I know I have the free one, but I know mine is listed as a travel planner, so I don't know if they like let me have more. But from what I have experienced,
you
get a decent amount of them.
See, I set up a Beaches and Cream one, and then we changed our days. So I set up the Ohana one, and I literally got a notification today, and I was at a point where I could jump on and grab it, and I could have cried. I was so excited. So
did you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There was one earlier in the day. Here's the dog thing I was talking about, where she just wants to earlier today, I was trying to get a Beaches and Cream one, and it came up, and I got the notification, like, within 5 minutes, I jumped on and it was gone. And I was like, you gotta be quick about it. So when I saw the Ohana, I was like, boom, I gotta go.
Yep. See, the worst thing for me is when I'm logged into the wrong person's account. And so, like, by the time I have to log into the new person's account, like the correct person's account, I'm like, it's gone. But I have still snagged it several times. So it definitely works very well. And I do appreciate the fact that it's free. They have a paid version. But I think the paid version, it just texts you. And maybe you get, like, more alert, like, more dining option alerts or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you can do everything you need to with the free one.
Gotcha. Katie, my friend, she's a cast member down there, so... I have shared many a kitchen sinks with her.
We still haven't done that.
We haven't done the big one. I've done the little ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you done the little ones?
No.
You can take those home. They're adorable.
I know. They're so cute.
Yeah. I try and cover news, a little bit of news. So this week they're doing late night fireworks testing. I don't know if you guys are – sorry, I'm grabbing my water – on Twitter at all, but Jordan Fisher is making a big push to make Happily Ever After.
Yes.
Not that anyone cares, but he is doing it.
Yeah, so I've seen that.
Yeah, so Disney announced they're doing the late night fireworks testing, and Jordan Fisher was all over it. He was like, oh, are they? But I did see Disney, and unfortunately, they're just testing out some new, like, opening intro to Enchantment with Walt Disney.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm excited to come to that.
It'll help. It'll help for sure. I think it'll help give it that 50th flair that it needed.
What is our opinion on Enchantment? Let's hear it.
Okay. It's hard because it gets so much hate, but the people who are the haters are the people who go to Disney all the time, have seen Enchantment a million times, or have seen Wishes a million times. And I totally understand that it does not live up to Happily Ever After.
Right.
However, for your average, this is your first ever Disney trip or like whatever, you've never been to Disney, I think it is a great show because it does have really great pyrotechnics. The pyrotechnics in it are pretty phenomenal.
I would agree.
Have you seen it yet?
I've seen it. I haven't seen it in person.
Okay. That's fair. We've kind of seen it in person twice. We've had really bad spots both times.
That's the worst.
And so it kind of took away from it a little bit, but it's a good show. It's not a great show, but it is a good show.
Yeah.
Now Harmonious, like I could talk for hours and hours on how amazing that show is, but
yeah,
that's a whole other thing.
we are like Harmonious freaks to the core. We've listened to the soundtrack for Harmonious like
a million times.
But I think Enchantment's issue that a lot of people have is like the flow from start to finish is just
like the story.
It's not there. Yeah, it's not really there. The narration that is there is just kind of fluff. It's not anything to really streamline the show from start to end, where like Happily Ever After really did, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's obviously what a lot of people have the issue with Enchantment is that they're comparing it to Happily Ever After, which was such a good show. Yeah. And so I get that. But I think in regards to like this whole new Walt Disney thing that they're going to do, I'm really curious if it's going to be like almost how they did like the Beacons of Magic. And then there's like a little pause and then the show starts.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to be like that or if they're going to like somehow splice the two together.
I think it'd be more beneficial to do the whole like Beacons of Magic thing and then do it.
Yeah. Where it's like two separate things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do agree with you, Mark Allen, though. Sorry. I do agree with you that like it feels like they just wrote down a list of all like the popular songs they needed to put in it. And then they just picked them like, well, this one will go here and this one will go here. And they just like they fluffed it up essentially.
We do
share that one. Tim wants to know if you can get him on all the rides in Galaxy's Edge without a reservation, Kayla.
I wish.
Funny jokes.
It'll cost you at least $15.
At least $15, no sleep, and a lot of stress.
There you go.
Yeah.
They're closing the Skyliner at the beginning of next year. So as having the namesake, that is going to suck. I don't really have anything.
I think it's only for a few days.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's for very long.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I think, I don't remember the exact dates, but I saw the notification for it and I was like, oh gosh, but I think it's only like maybe a week.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Halloween Party debuted. Seems to be a big hit. First time we're bringing back full-fledged parades full-fledged fireworks, if you think about it, and all that other good stuff. Yeah. Watched a few videos, and it seems like it's good.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to Halloween Party?
We did. We went in 2019,
which was the last year that they did the full
and it was a ton of fun. So that was the year that they premiered the new fireworks show for that.
Okay.
That is a good show. That is probably one of the best. Like, it's the Jack Skellington puppet is so freaking cool.
It's really cool.
I didn't know about it until I watched the Molly video yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, that's really cool.
It's amazing. Wild.
Are you guys doing the Halloween party when you go?
No, not this time.
Oh, dang. Next year.
Yeah, the kids are 3 and 4, so we're going to wait until they get a little older to remember it.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
That's late.
Yeah, for sure.
That's late for a 3 and 4-year-old.
We're already, like, fingers crossed on 9 o'clock fireworks, so we'll see.
There you go.
did you see the – I put Splash Mountain. That's why I said it. Oh yeah, the Splash Mountain characters were removed from Booty U just because of all the controversy.
I did hear that. Yeah.
I mean, it's ahead of the Tiana refurb, so I get it. What I was trying to talk about was the exterior lighting effects on Space Mountain. Those look really cool.
So I said something about this to Kayla the other night, and I I don't think they've done that lighting package before, ever, have they?
I haven't seen it.
I think that's completely brand new, where it like was rotating around.
Oh,
yeah.
It was rotating around all of the roof of Space Mountain. But I wonder if that's a brand new package to compete with Tron.
Because Tron's
going to have that huge lighting package. So I think that they updated the lighting package for Space Mountain to try to basically compete with it a little bit.
Cool. Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, my friend Katie, who actually worked at Space Mountain, said it's brand new. So yeah, I didn't think about the Tron competition. I was thinking about the Spaceship Earth competition. But yeah, I mean, that makes sense too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I love it. I think it looks so cool. Like, I saw the orange ones and I was sold. And then I saw their other colors and I was like, oh, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Our 4-year-old is obsessed with Halloween. Won't watch a Halloween show to save his life and will 100% have nightmares. But today I had the realization that he'll get to see Magic Kingdom like decked out in Halloween stuff. Oh, and my heart became a puddle because he's going to love it. But the 50th photo ops that are out are kind of cool. That's a new thing that they've been doing.
They are. Yep. Mm-hmm. Speaking of decorations, just today, the Mickey pumpkins came back. I don't know if you saw that.
Thank God.
Yeah, they've had the Cinderella Carriage pumpkins out now. And today they brought out the Mickey ones, which is an interesting move to only put the Cinderella ones out. I wonder if it was just like a staff shortage or what, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, Space Mountain, I feel like Space Mountain in the pitch black isn't much different from like regular Space Mountain.
It's, to me, it's not. The music is different though.
Here's what I've learned about Space Mountain.
Oh.
Is that if you ride it during the day, you don't see any of the light effects happening. But if you ride it at night, because your eyes are already adjusted to darkness, it's a totally different ride. So I think riding it in pitch black would also be really cool, but if you've ever ridden it at night, like normal, completely different.
Mm.
Oh, no tunnel.
Those are your travel tips with Kayla.
Yep. I know all the hacks.
Oh, and the last thing I was going to hit was the Max Goof Powerline pre-parade party, which I thought was cool. They're trying to make a huge push for Powerline now, I've noticed, so I wonder if something's coming in the future with that.
So, fun fact, I learned approximately 2 days ago that I had never seen that movie until Mark Allen was like, can we please watch that movie? Because I grew up on extremely goofy movie, not the normal one. And Mark Allen was like, can we please watch that? And I'm like, okay, fine. I'm watching it. And I'm like, I've never seen this.
Yeah. Ever.
I have no recollection. I grew up on that movie. Any of this.
Yeah, I think I did too. And now that you say that, my household will be watching that this weekend for sure.
Yep.
Well, and for the longest time you couldn't stream it anywhere. It wasn't on Netflix, it wasn't on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. You couldn't find it anywhere.
Yep.
And so I was curious the other day and I was like, we're gonna watch this.
I was looking for the old Buzz Lightyear cartoon on Disney Plus the other day and it wasn't there, and I know I saw it like a while ago.
I loved that cartoon.
I did too, and I was gonna have the kids watch it and it wasn't there, and I was so mad. Put on to better things. Something that Kayla is probably pushing now behind the scenes, Dive Quest and Dolphin in Depth tours have made their way back to Walt Disney World, which I want to do the behind the scenes tour.
Same.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for that one to come back. That one, it's so fun. And it's super affordable. Like, I think it's like $20, $25 a person. Yeah. It's so cheap.
Yeah.
At least that's what it was.
I don't know what it is now, but that is what it was.
It still is, yeah.
Oh, good.
Cool. Yeah. No, we're on the record. We're good. One thing I forgot to hit, and it was just like a get to know you guys kind of thing, and I'll even tell you mine at this point, but I always have like 3 questions that I always ask my newer guests, and I just kind of like pull them out of the air. So the first one is your guys' favorite attraction in Magic Kingdom, which I feel like is very.
Yes. Go ahead. No, you.
No, you're fine.
I had my answers written down because I was like, oh, I got to think about this or I'm going to like forget what my favorites are. I really like Big Thunder. I think that's probably my favorite coaster at Disney. Just because I'm not like super into big thrills, but I like that one's just thrilling enough.
Yeah.
And the theming is very fun.
So no, like, Everest for you.
I mean, I ride it, and it's fun, but I always feel like I'm about to have a heart attack by the end of it.
I respect. Mark Allen?
Mine is very controversial, but it's Small World.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's another one of our
favorites. Remember when I agreed to let him? I take that back.
I love Small World.
You just let him ride it by himself, Kayla?
Oh, no, I love it. It's one of my favorites. So, okay. I think the first reason is because when we made our very first vlog, like a Disney vlog, that footage turned out so fun. And I had the most fun editing that. And so, like, we always love to go back and watch that sequence. So I think we just have a little bit of nostalgia with it. Also, I always just think that it's really cool, like, how massive that building looks, even though it's not. Yeah, just for how classic of a ride and how simple of a ride it is, personally, I love it.
For me, it's the music. It's the music.
Honestly,
that's the controversial part.
I love the music. So about me, I love music. I play multiple instruments. And so
was a music major.
Yeah, I was a music major in college. So I love how they take the same song, apply it to different instruments and different cultures, and just like translate the words. And it's just, the music and culture part of me, like, I eat it up.
I get it.
Give me more.
Have you guys ever played the board game? It's a Small World board game.
I always see it, but we've never gotten it.
It's actually kind of fun.
It looked really cute.
Yeah.
We have it, and now that the kids like love I Spy books, we play that with them too. But it's like a fun game, even for adults. Yeah. We like it. Mm-hmm. So, I think my favorite attraction at Magic Kingdom is Splash Mountain. And I'm really excited for the Tiana Reefer.
Yes. Me too.
I don't want to be lumped in with those Splash Mountain people.
I'm very torn between, like, because I really love what it is now, but I also am really excited about what it's going to be. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I'm equally as excited about it. I'm also just very curious how they're
going to
tie it
job.
Into the park.
I just hope that they do a good job with it. That's my only, like.
Because it's also been very back and forth. Like, are they going to do it? Are they not going to do it? When are they going to do it? How are they going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I just really hope that this means that Magic Kingdom is going to get some well-deserved beignets.
Yeah.
Gabby has beignet ears. I should have worn tonight. We have never had beignets there, but it is on the list for next month for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite snack at Hollywood Studios?
I think we have the same one. It's for the 50th. It's the Glimmer and Shimmer Blondie at Fairfax Fair.
Yeah.
It's so good. It is a toffee coconut. What is it? It's a toffee coconut blondie with some sort of buttercream on top. And it is like the most indulgent, rich, amazing.
It's so good.
Gooey. Like, think of like the Num Num cookie. It's like that, but it's a lot softer and gooier. It's so good.
Yep.
10 out of 10. Mark Allen, do you want to tell more of the people about your hack for breakfast at Hollywood Studios? Because I don't think they're going to.
Yes. Which, ironically, is another one of our favorite snacks. Really anything at Hollywood Scoops you can't go wrong with, mm-hmm. especially like the specialty shakes are so good. But for breakfast, and I actually stole this from Molly, so all credit goes to Molly.
This podcast is sponsored to you by the Mammoth Club.
You can get the Mickey waffles, which normally come with like a side of either, I think, blueberries and or strawberries.
One or the two,
I don't remember. Anyway,
it says fruit.
Fruit. And so you can ask them to put the blueberries in the waffles when they make them, and you get blueberry waffles.
Mickey waffles.
Yes. And they're so good.
Because it's like fresh blueberries. It's not like the pre-made whatever. Like, it's like fresh, big, juicy blueberries in your Mickey waffles.
Yeah.
And it is.
Is that like an add-on that you can do in the app, or do you have to tell them, like, go to the window and tell
they
them?
They actually, I don't think that Hollywood Scoops does mobile order. Yeah. I think they only do the line because it's ice cream. So yeah. You just have to ask them whenever you order.
Yep.
That might be something that we do. Because I think that's a great tip.
Yep.
I don't know if I have a favorite snack, but I just love the tachos at Woody's Lunchbox.
Oh, those would be good.
I have we had those?
We have not had them, but I know I would love them.
I'm trying to recreate them at home, and I will never try that again because.
Oh, no.
I'm just like, I never want to do this again. I'm going to make this sacred to Woody's Lunchbox. last thing I have is, out of all the parks, your favorite quick service location, which I feel like is also a very loaded question.
Yeah, I think it depends on the meal. It's actually funny because I would say, like, Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios have the better quick service options. I think probably number one that we will always stand by is Satouli Canteen.
Yeah.
Always.
Just I would agree.
I think you can get a little bit of something for everybody there, and it's not your typical theme park food. The plates are very shareable if you wanted to. We don't because we like different things, but... I think you get a really good, like, kind of bang for your buck there.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's very good.
Mine, I don't know if mine counts or not, but I'm going to say it anyway. And that's Regal. No. Polite. I like barbecue. Polite Pig at Disney Springs. I don't know. Like,
it's good.
It's kind of the quick service. It's kind of a hybrid. Like,
you don't need reservations.
Yeah, you don't need reservations. You go up, you order from a counter, and then you sit down, but then they serve you like a table service.
Right.
It's very interesting.
It is very good.
But it smells delicious every time you walk by. So
yeah, it does. Yeah, they have good food, and they also have good, like, cocktails and good beers.
We haven't tried their cocktails there yet.
I've
heard they're very good though.
It does count because Gabrielle's favorite place to eat is Chicken Guy. She is a chicken tender enthusiast. So, like,
we haven't tried Chicken Guy yet.
It's chicken tenders.
Yeah,
I know, and that's what kind of why I'm like.
It's one of those where I'm like, there's so many places I'd rather eat, but I will eat there one day because I love chicken tenders.
Yeah, I can't go wrong with them, and the dipping sauces are really good, and they have some good mac and cheese. Like, I'm not gonna knock it, but I would also rather eat a Polite Pig. I don't think I could pick a quick service. I literally typed this out and I had all day to think about it, and I want to try Cheeseburger Pods. I have always been a picky eater, but here recently I have tried more things, so I'm going to try them when we go.
They're pretty good. I would say those are pretty picky eater friendly.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, unless you don't like, do they have pickles in them?
They do have pickles, but I hate pickles, and I can tolerate those.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
We're all the same, yeah. But I think I'm going to go with Flame Tree.
We've wanted to try that, but
it's been on our list for so long.
There's a lot that have been on our list, too. Like, we really wanted to try Mama Melrose, but we literally went back to all the basics with our trip. So, whatever.
We, like, make it a rule whenever we go on trips that we're not allowed to go to the same places. Like, we always have to go somewhere new, and it's good because we've gotten to try a lot of things, but it's also sad because there's some things that we always want to go back to, and we just haven't been able to.
We made it a rule that we have to at least try one new place.
There you go. So that's a good rule.
We're trying Olivia's brunch at Old Cape.
Oh,
yum.
I'm jealous.
Quincy did a review over on All Ears, and it looked delicious, and we were sold. So
Yeah. I've always heard good, great things about Olivia's.
I will report back.
Please do.
All right. We will go into some questions that I prepared for Kayla and Mark Allen. Feel free to weigh in as much as you'd like. And if we get to it, we can talk about the YouTube and the content that you guys create and all that other stuff.
Cool.
But first and foremost, Kayla, what made you want to be a travel agent?
So it actually kind of just happened. Really, like, long story short, it just kind of happened. So we started our YouTube channel, it'll be 4 years ago in January. And so as that has kind of grown, we really kind of dove into the tips and tricks part of Disney content. And as we started really diving into that, I would have people ask me questions all the time. And it got to a point where I was like, I need the next step, but I don't know what the next step is. And Markel was like, yeah, you spend a lot of time answering people's questions. Like, you need to figure out how to get paid for that. And so actually I had someone from our agency who knew me from ears that she purchased from my ear shop. And she's like, are you a travel planner? And I was like, no. And she was like, do you want to be? And I was like, well, I've thought about it, but I just don't know like what that entails. And she's like, no, you need to talk to the owner. And basically I sent the owner an email and she was like, this is perfect. We just closed applications yesterday. And I sent her the link to my website. She basically hired me on the spot and was like, yep, you're perfect. So, and it actually has worked out really well because I think it was the perfect kind of segue from what we had already been building.
Yeah.
And so now it's just that nice, like I get to do that one-on-one, like a little bit more help for people who really want it, while still being able, like I said earlier, to have like the free tips and stuff that people can obviously use our content for. So
yeah, Kayla does post over on her Instagram all the time. Yep. I mean, I don't know if you have like a personal Instagram. I was on the Himply Ever After Instagram. Here we go.
Yeah.
Kayla is posting tips and tricks, always on her story talking about it. It's super helpful. So
yep.
What was my next? Oh, what company do you work for so that people can find you?
Yes. So Goofy Getaways is the name of our agency. And I am actually not just I'm a travel consultant with them, but I am also the marketing manager. So I'm overhauling the website right now, and that should hopefully be live sometime in the next like week or so. But I help with like all of that kind of back end stuff too with the agency.
I was on the website the other day, so I can't wait to see it when it's remodeled.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's like totally different. It's going to be great.
Yeah. She's been like
spending all my waking hours on it. It's great. It's pretty much done now. We're just working on getting the stuff switched over. So
I haven't really seen her the last week. No.
What do you do?
Yep.
What services can travel agents provide to someone who would like to vacation to Walt Disney World?
So the biggest thing about hiring a travel planner is that so Goofy Getaway specifically, we are a fee-free agency. So what that means is that I do not charge extra for my services. Disney has built it into their packages, basically like their fee that they pay travel planners, which is the same price. Like the prices that I can quote and get you are the exact same that you can get as like yourself booking yourself. The biggest difference is that if you book it yourself, Disney just pockets that money. Whereas when you have a travel planner, you're actually supporting a small business and getting lots of help. And so the biggest like services that I provide are obviously walking through the entire process. Disney planning, there's so many little steps and dates you have to remember to book this on this date. And you got to make sure you go make park passes, and you got to figure out like what you're dining, and you got to figure out your Genie Plus strategy and all these things. And so the biggest thing is that I'm helping you save time in your planning process because I'm doing all of the research for you. And I'm telling you, like, these are the things you actually need to know. Especially I've noticed a lot, like if you go on Pinterest, like there's a lot of information on there, but it's a lot of very outdated information. And so having that person that's constantly in the know with all the Disney news outlets, and I get emails specifically from Disney about all the new updates, like I can make sure you know the most current things so that you feel prepared on your vacation. But then I also do some other things too. Like I'll actually book your dining reservations for you. So you don't, cause if you didn't know this, you have to get up at 6 a.m. Eastern time, which is like 5 a.m. my time. And so most people don't like to do that. And so I will get up and do that for you. But also like if you have to change something on your reservation, Disney hold times are ridiculous, like hours long. Most people don't like to do that, But I will do that for you so that you don't have to. In fact, I had to do that today. I had a client who wanted to change some dates, which for them, they probably would have been on hold for a very long time. But because I'm a travel agent, they have a specific line for us that I was able to get in, get everything switched, and it's all good to go. So really, it's just I'm almost like your personal planning assistant is the best way to describe
it. Well, the nice thing, too, is that, you know, obviously, if you're someone that goes to Disney a lot, you're probably an expert and you're just like, I just want to do this myself. But she can be either completely 100% hands on and do everything for you, or, you know, she can just be basically an order taker if you know what you want and just do it for you.
Yep.
And so that's kind of the nice thing is, you know, whether it's your first trip or your 100th trip, you know, she will guide you through every step of the process and be as hands-on or hands-off as you want her to be.
Yep.
So
I think that that's how I've always been. Like, I didn't want a travel agent to plan my travel just because, like, I like to be in control of, like, what I'm picking and everything like that. And, like, had I met you sooner, I would have had you book it, because now I am very well aware that I can give you as much control as I want to give you over planning my trip.
Yep. Right. Well, and the other thing that's nice too is I'm in your back pocket if something goes wrong. And so if you get on your trip and you're like, oh my gosh, like something happened and I don't know what to do, like I'm there to say, hey, this is what you need to do, instead of you having to freak out and figure out how to do it on your own.
Yeah.
Because that does happen.
That's happened with one of your clients.
It's happened multiple times and I've only been doing this a year. So. Yeah.
I will probably be panic texting you about Genie Plus, more than likely. I've watched so many videos on it, and I didn't care because we had agreed that we weren't going to do it. And then the other day, my wife was like, don't forget we need to do that. And I was like, oh, we're doing that? Because, like, now I need to go back and actually care about it.
Yeah.
So I will be watching videos and probably, like I said, panic texting you, being like, oh, I don't know what to do. And what is your advice for a first-time visitor, besides, obviously, bother your travel agent?
Right. So one of my biggest things that I always talk about is deciding what is most important to you and your family and focusing on that. You're going to get all your friends and family that are going to sit here and be like, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that, blah, 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 blah. And that's maybe their favorite thing to do, but that maybe isn't what's going to be best for you and your family. And the thing is, too, is Disney's massive and it is literally impossible to do it all. And so I always say pick those like top couple attractions or top couple restaurants that are really important to your family and focus on getting those things done. After that, anything else that you do is just a bonus. It sets your expectations appropriately that you're not going to be disappointed. And if anything, it's going to feel more magical because you did set your expectations appropriately.
I agree with that. Yeah. Did I want to book a dinner at Sci-Fi Dine-In? No. But do I know my toddlers will love it? Yes.
Yes. I've heard they have some new food options, so maybe it's a little better.
They have slushies, so we are all good. Because we were going to do Mama Melrose. Like, that was one of mine that I wanted to do, just because we'd never done it. And I was like, they're going to love Sci-Fi. We'll just bite the bullet here.
There you go.
And then what is your favorite thing to tell families who repeatedly go? Like, do you experience families who just, like, have continuously gone and then have finally reached out?
So actually, we kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, and I would say try and do at least one new thing, whether that be visit a new resort or try a new restaurant, maybe do a tour or a dessert party, or even just like stay at a different resort, so that you can have like a fun pool day, but it's like a totally different experience. And I think, I mean, we've gone, I don't know, 10 times at least in the past like 3 or 4 years. And there are still so many things that we haven't done. And we make it a goal to do something new every trip.
Yeah, I think find a way to make each trip memorable. Mm-hmm. And I would almost kind of caveat on that and like stay a new resort every time you go. And the reason I say that is kind of like what Kayla said. We've stayed at Pop Century
don't know, 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Which is great because we love it.
But because of that, all of those trips kind of just blend together. Uh-huh. And so I have, in my mind, I have a hard time remembering what trip was what and where we stayed and different things like that. And so find a fun event to make it memorable or
even
something.
Little things like do a hidden Mickey scavenger hunt, yeah, or go to the campfire s'mores. Like, the resorts have tons of activities that, I mean, there's still tons of them that we have never done, but we've always seen how fun they are. And so, I mean, there's even free new things that you can do very easily.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys done the castle painting, the like ceramic castle painting in the contemporary?
No, but I've seen it. It looks so cute.
I don't know if I know about that.
It's in the kids club, I think, right?
No? Garden Grill. No, you get to go up to California Grill.
Oh, really? So that's cool.
I think they started at noon, and you can take whatever you want up there. So I went and got a beverage. I checked in, and then they take you on the elevator up to California Grill. They seat you. They let you pick 6 colors for your castle painting, and you have this amazing view. And then they give you, I think it's 1.5 or 2 hours, something along those lines, to paint your castle.
So fun. Oh, we need to do that. That sounds so fun. Huh.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, we didn't either. And my wife stumbled upon it somewhere, and I was like, we have to do it. And we did it. Like, we went on Labor Day last year, too. And on Labor Day, I was like, that's the perfect thing to do because everywhere is going to be nuts. Yes. But they'll glaze it for you, too. I'll send you a picture of ours. I made like a Buzz Lightyear one.
Oh, cute. I love that.
You can plug it in. It's so cool. And when we were done, we took a picture out on the bridge.
Oh, with,
like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. That's something that, like, when I talk to people who have gone several times, that's what I recommend, just because it's different and it's something you can do. Yeah. And, like, what experience you're getting because you've been several times.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's cool because it's something that not everybody knows about. And so you feel like, I don't know, you kind of feel cool because you're like, I got to do something that people don't know is a thing.
Yeah. And you have to book it too. Like, you have to call the Bay Lake or Contemporary, like, recreation center and, like, book it.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. It's super, like, outside of what everyone's used to.
Yes.
So, but yeah.
How fun. Huh. I love that.
Last question, and this is where I was saying, like, we can elaborate. What is your advice for up and coming Walt Disney World content creators?
I have many thoughts on this topic.
I think you really honestly just opened a can of worms because we love talking about this.
Yeah,
oh, I do too.
Helping content creators because, you know, it's people helping people. And, and I think that's how we view our content too, is people helping people. Mm-hmm. And I kind of stole the spotlight.
He's the sentimental one. Can you tell?
But I think at the end of the day, if your content is not people helping people, and it's really, I don't know how to say this without sounding like a jerk, but
selfish, self-centered
content. There's people that love that, but it's not serving a purpose. And I think if you approach it from the mindset that you're out there to help people, educate people, you know, there's, if you're answering a specific question, it's going to make your content that much more evergreen too, because, you know, people are constantly searching for these questions. People are constantly going to Disney for the first time. And yeah.
Well, and I think kind of to jump off of that, I think it depends on, like, why you're creating content. If you are just doing it as a hobby for fun, like, I just want to share my Disney stuff or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You can do whatever you want. I think more so if you are on the aspect where you're trying to grow a following or you're trying to turn it into a business, that's when you have to be able to provide value in some way to people. Yeah. So for us, it's education. We do education-based content of teaching you how to plan a trip. For someone else, it could be a review channel. There is value in that, because people are, like, when people do unboxings and things like that, there's definitely a right way and a wrong way to do that, but people are looking for reviews of certain products to be able to know, like, should I get this or not? And so I think it's just thinking about, like, yeah, like, what value am I giving to someone that, like, is someone going to want to watch my video because it helps them or entertains them or teaches them something? Or am I just posting this video because it's whatever? It's just like a,
just want people
watch me do this thing that's kind of like, okay, cool. Yeah, and I think that is something I wish that we would have learned a lot earlier on, because we've kind of gone back and forth with identity crisis during trying to figure out like what we wanted to be. Because I think at first, like, I was like, yeah, I want to share tips and tricks, but then we kind of fell into this like, we're gonna do like videos about like things that you didn't know about us, and like we're gonna do this random unboxing video, and like we're come shop at Dollar Tree with us, and we're like, what are these videos that people are not like, they're okay, and I'm sure that a certain person would like that, but because it's so like off the ball of what we would normally do, like those videos don't perform nearly as well for us as certain things. And so I think if we had just kind of realized that a little sooner, of being like, hey, we just need to talk about Disney tips and tricks, because then it all makes sense together.
For sure.
But I would also say keeping it simple. Like, don't feel like you have to get super fancy. Like, as long as you've got a nice phone with a nice camera, maybe a microphone just so you sound a little better, that's all you need.
Yep.
And you can do anything that you want from there. And then as you learn it and you're like, yes, I'm sticking with this, that's when you can start to grow and buying all the fancy toys.
Get up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Starting with a GoPro. We're going to take a GoPro down and kind of just see how we do. And obviously we have our phones, and then we'll kind of use that as a jumping point for the future. Yep. But I do like what you guys.
Lots of batteries.
I have two.
Oh, you need more. Like at least have like 3 or 4 batteries. If you're wanting to do all day, if you're only wanting to film like a little bit, like if you're not doing any sort of like, I don't know, time-lapsey, like long type things, you'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
But GoPro batteries die so fast.
Don't tell me that.
You can get them on Amazon pretty cheap.
I do like what you guys said, though, because it's something that I've always taken into heart. It's just, like, people helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that on some platforms, that's, like, something that's just, like, not talked about and just kind of, like, glanced over. Yeah. Like, I'm super honored that you guys, you know, wanted to come on here. And I'm happy to, you know, give you guys a plug and let you guys, you know, give you guys an opportunity to just get anything you can out of it. And that's something that I've always tried to do, and I will always strive to do, like, promoting people's businesses. If they have, you know, accessories, had ears, you know, let me wear them. I'll tell people all about them on my podcast. I do not care. So, yeah, I think people helping people is number one in this whole game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, that wraps up my questions. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I would say the other thing that I wanted to say about the – like up and coming content creators is really like, and obviously this is probably once you're more established a little bit, but really learn how to like properly edit a video. It's such an important thing, and it's hard. You really do have to, like, sometimes it's trial and error. We've tried things, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And obviously take some of that feedback too from subscribers, things like that. Because, you know, that's your audience, you know, you want to listen to what they're saying. But editing audio is a big thing that I really, really recommend. At least, like, for me, when we edit our videos, I edit all the audio, and I do a lot of plugins and stuff like that that I could nerd out about all day long, but we only have so long here. But at the end of the day, at least just making sure that your, like, audio level of, like, where you're speaking matches the audio level of your music
As long as you do that, you're fine.
You're fine. That's all that most people will care about. I am a nerd, so I like to really nerd out on it. But at least just making sure that your audio, Matt, like, is pretty much the same volume all throughout. Like,
it's like Hulu. If you've ever watched Hulu, and then it goes to, like, the commercial things, and it's so much louder. Like, there's so many YouTubers that do that with their videos because they don't fix their audio. And and it's super easy to do on literally whatever you edit on. You just got to bring that music volume down a little bit, and then it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's
great. Two things. When it comes to, like, you guys trial and erroring and, like, figuring out things on video, I know I sent you a message about your last video because you guys were trying out some new stuff on the last video. And I think I sent Kayla a message. I was like, that's really cool what you guys are doing. So, like, reaching out to people and letting them know, you know, where you see, like, great things. I think that's obviously something that.
Definitely,
to reach out. And the last thought I have is, when is Mark Allen going to start his own YouTube page on music and audio and editing?
Well, we only have one computer, and Kayla's on it about, like, 23 of the 24 hours a day. So hopefully one day. Actually, what's really fun is we've recently, Mark Allen has gone gluten-free to help with migraines. And I was like, wow, this is going to, like, change the game for our Disney foodiness stuff. And I was like, we're not, but we joked about how we're like, we could start a new channel that's like Mark Allen eats Disney or gluten-free Disney or whatever. I don't know, but
is it helping?
Well,
I think it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
I've only done it, what, like two or three weeks? Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything that I've researched or what my doctor has said has been like,
It'll probably take a couple months.
Yeah.
Interesting. I asked because Gabby also gets migraines very frequently.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I had one for 3 days in a row this week.
Yeah.
Today was my first normal day. So it's a lot. Yeah. But,
you know, fun times.
Yeah, no, thank you. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. Once again, plug yourself, Kayla. Just tell them everywhere they can follow you.
So, the biggest ones are YouTube and Instagram. Everything is Hempily Ever After. We are also on Facebook. We're technically on Twitter, but Mark Allen is mostly the one on Twitter, so I don't actually know anything about what our Twitter is.
I just doom scroll. That's all I do.
But basically YouTube and Instagram, those are the main ones for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Go give them a follow. Watch their content. Like I said, I have learned a lot from them, and I was instantly hooked from that Trader Sam's video, so... Thank you guys once again. I can't stop saying thank you enough. This has been an honor. I love talking to you guys. Hopefully we can do this again.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. We love doing this. So
we'll probably be reaching out to you in 20 minutes talking about how something on my vacation is probably going to go wrong.
I'm ready.
Everyone, just reach out to a travel. They will make your life so much easier. Everybody have a good night.